Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. 2 days till Turkey Day. In 2 days, we'll be watching Lions-Packers, which is pretty cool. Joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is our friend Mr. Barstool Nate. What's up, Nate, dog? How you doing?
Good. Welcome back from vacation, JP. Look lovely.
You and I talked on the radio last week. I wasn't even on vacation.
That was not a shot. You looked like you had a lovely time at the water park.
The water park was hitting. There were three. Dude, I may have reached.
You were on vacation though, JP.
That's true. I was. There were three water slides. So this one, it was like a hotel had some water slides. It wasn't necessarily like a full out water park, but One of them was fully enclosed and was like pitch black. I'm too old for the pitch black, fully enclosed water slide. It made me dizzy.
Scared?
Not scared, but like.
Thought a snake was going to be in the water?
No. I don't have the constant fear of snakes you do. But
you thought you were going to get stuck because you're so fat these days?
No, but I. Damn. Thank you. It just made me dizzy. I think I'm too old for that. I don't know how else to describe it. I was fine in the open air ones, but not the complete dark pitch black joint. When's the last time you were on a water slide, Mr. Mitchell?
Last time I went to a park.
When was that?
Probably about 10 years ago.
Nate, we've been talking plenty of Thanksgiving. Maybe we get to that. Let's start with the football. They're obviously going to be back on the field this week. This Denver game looks one-sided. Certainly Vegas has them as a touchdown, 6-point underdog. What do you want to see from the Commanders over the final six games here?
Man, if you told me in September we'd be doing the what do you want to see over the next 6 weeks conversation, I'd be so sad, and I'm sad now. This season it just sucks, right? It just, nothing's gone our way. Everybody's hurt. Our franchise quarterback is, maybe practicing, won't play this coming up week in prime time. Terry hasn't seen the field since Nam. It's just, everything's terrible. I hate this season. It's one of the most depressing, forgettable, just blah, seasons I can remember. I don't know. What do you want to see? You want to see the guys compete and play well? You want to see the young guys do well? We can go through all the cliches, but it's so depressing to think about, being 3-8 after how wonderful and enlightening and just fantastic and the euphoria of last season, and now to come back to this. Super, super, super depressing. I can't wait for this season to be over so we can get on to next season with everybody healthy and get back to what we know we can be.
So a lot of what you're saying, I think, is how a lot of fans feel. Here's my – what I think matters a lot to Dan Quinn and Adam Peters. They put this team together with a plan in place. They thought they had assembled a team to push Philly for the division, right? And a lot of those guys you're not going to get back that I think would have been big parts of that. I think like Dietrich Wise, Austin Eckler. But some of these guys you are going to get back. And I think, say in 2 weeks in Minnesota, you see Jaden, you see Terry, Will Harris. And I think it matters to Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, even if it's only a glimpse, that they see their plan working. That they see the team they put together be good, because if they don't get that glimpse, they got to wonder, what the hell did we try to do?
Well,
and maybe
the
they write it all off as injuries, but like at some point you look at the man in the mirror and it's like, dude, did I completely mess this up?
Here's the thing. I don't necessarily, you're not wrong, but this isn't, we're never going to see this season the team they put together. You know, Noah Brown gone, Luke McCaffrey, IR, you know, Jaden banged up still, even if he comes back, banged up. You know, we have guys like Treylon Burks and Robbie Tosin and just these guys on the practice squad. And then on the defense, same kind of thing. It's just, you know, Trey Amos, like IR, Marshawn Lattimore, never to be seen again. Will Harris hasn't played a snap in forever. It's just whatever comes out in Minnesota still isn't the team they put together. The team that they put together and will continue to put together, this is a very important offseason, by the way. Like, that won't be until next season. No matter who trots out of that tunnel in the final 6 weeks is not the team that they had in mind. And that's why I don't think this season defines what this franchise or what this team that they're building is. This season, last season, you can call an anomaly because everything went our way and bounced our way and the last second heroics and winning every close game. This season, the complete opposite. All the injury bad luck, all the bounces bad luck, everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. So if last season people want to say, oh, it was a fluke, I don't think it was a fluke any more than this season is a fluke. I think the correct, you know, team is somewhere in the middle. But we're progressively getting better, not worse. The young players, like Luke McCaffrey, perfect example. People were already writing him off, saying, bust, shouldn't have been drafted. He showed up and showed out every opportunity until he got hurt. So when he comes back healthy, that is a piece of this team moving forward who's going to work with Jaden moving forward. So I think there's a lot to be excited for, despite being 3-8. But I'm not going to say, like, anything in the final stretch of the season defines anything with this team just because of how mismatched and thrown together the both lines are and the every, you know, wide receiver core is. It's just, there's just a lot of just, you know, just hand-me-downs going on right now.
I'm glad you said that about Luke, because I was making the case that when people wanted to jump and say Luke wasn't getting it done, you know, he was, I think, the 100th overall pick. He basically was a fourth rounder because these comp picks that come late or after the third round. And I was like, dude, if you get a dominant kick returner in the fourth round, that's a good pick. And like, people just don't understand the value of lots of different things. Like Jalen Lane, now granted, the punt returning hasn't been great in the second half of the year, but like, I think the quickness, there's a really interesting thing going on. Emmanuel Forbes is playing really well for the Rams. Yeah. He got a fresh start. He's playing well for the Rams, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, people wanted to run Forbes out of town on a rail.
Oh, yeah, he was gone.
And now he's playing really well, and it's like, damn, they never should have got rid of him. See, they should have developed him here.
That's the thing about it. We have to get to a point where we don't allow revisionist history to operate in this arena. People always come back and say what they thought. I watched some people yesterday talking about what looked this mistake, and they were the main people saying he should be out of town. You know what I'm saying? A revisionist history don't work anymore. When Emmanuel Forbes should have been gone based on how he was playing here.
Yeah, and I'd like to add to that. Yeah, Forbes played poorly in Washington. Is it necessarily his fault that he was forced to play one-on-one with, you know, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith? No, he was not getting any help from the scheme or coaching staff. And, you know, I think he lost all confidence and he needed a change of scenery and a new coaching staff and a team. You know, the Rams are built great. You know, they get pass rush, which helps him so much in coverage. And when every piece of the puzzle comes together, you know, the defensive line getting pressure helps a corner like Emmanuel Forbes. It's how it works. When we were putting him in a scheme that he couldn't thrive in as a very raw corner and we weren't getting any pass rush, quarterbacks were sitting in the pocket picking him apart. So it was right place, right time for him to go to the Rams and succeed. He was not going to become a good player, in my opinion, in the situation in Washington.
I agree with you. Another hot topic now is Brandon Ayuk. Seems like he's going to get a divorce from the Niners. Obviously, there's ties with Jaden and there's ties with Adam Peters. Where are you on the Ayuk pursuit?
we need a wide receiver who can make plays. We need a wide receiver so badly. Him and Jaden seem to be best friends. Yeah, if we can get a game-changing wide receiver in our doors, I want him. Like, I don't even know how there's a different answer.
But he hadn't played since he got hurt.
That's fine. Like, that's what the offseason's for, right? Like,
he had a whole season. He was supposed to be playing this year.
He hasn't played since October of 24.
Now he's trying to run himself out of town from there.
Yeah.
Like, there's something wrong with that situation, Nate.
There's something extremely wrong with that situation that I'm not sure we'll ever get an answer to. He's still a young, you know, under 30 wide receiver. He loves Jaden. Jaden loves him. I want him in Washington if you know, the price is right. I'm not, you know, breaking the bank for him, a guy who can't stay on the field. I don't know if he's, you know, problematic or whatever. I don't really care. We need a guy in the doors. If he wants to be here and Jaden likes him and he likes Jaden and he's not going to be an issue, sure, sign him up.
It'll be 28 in March. I'm not as high on Ayuk. Would you rather have Debo back or sign Ayuk?
I guess it all depends on internal. I don't know. That's a great question.
You stumped Nate, dog. Can't believe it.
Yeah. I don't. What do you got, B. Mitch? Who do you want?
I said it, both a price. Like, Debo is with a price. Ayuk right now, like, the whole story of that thing where JP was talking earlier, he is at a point where he's not even trying to fight the fact that they're trying to
void
his contract, take his money. I don't know many people just say, take the $28 million. But you know what he's going to want? He's going to want that money back. So that's another problem you got to deal with. Then we're going to hear you say, we should have never bought him. All he wanted is money.
Dude, I tell you what, we had a caller call in, and I have no idea how feasible this is, right? But the staff that drafted him is no longer there, and he's had a very down season. Should Brian Thomas from the Jaguars be available? That to me, I mean, that's a third-year guy that played his college ball with Jaden and already had a ton of success in the NFL. Because the reality, when you look at free agent-to-be wide receivers, and I think we all agree that Jerry's going to get a deal done with Pickens, right? He's either going to tag him or get a deal done. Now, if Pickens actually hits free agency, he's by a mile the top target.
Yeah, he's great.
The reality, though, of free agent wide receivers, the top of the list is going to be Mike Evans, who will be 33. Then you're talking Christian Kirk, Debo, Jacoby Myers, Lazard, like Adam Thielen at 36 years old. Like, these guys generally don't get the
free
agents.
Draft somebody.
I think you draft speed.
I think we're at a point now where we got to stop wanting with somebody else, somebody that was good somewhere else. Had a good year, then they got hurt. We need to go roll the dice and get somebody because receivers and cornerbacks are the two positions you can get in football these days because they playing that damn 7-on-7 stuff from the moment they're 6 years old. They run routes and they can cover.
Yeah, I would love if we drafted a wide receiver. You know, I would love Debo back. Ayuk, I think, would be great. Like, we need so much talent on offense. You can name anybody. I'm not going to say no to them. If the price is right, bring them all in. We just need I cannot do another year of Chris Moore and Robbie Chosen. I just can't do it.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate, it is Thanksgiving week, Nate Dogg.
It is.
What is your, are you coming home? You going to your brother's? What are you doing?
I will be in Virginia tomorrow, and then I'll be at the Caps game tomorrow night, and then Thanksgiving in Virginia on Thursday, then hanging out in Virginia till Saturday.
Okay. You always go to that Caps game.
I get to get out of town for naked.
They're honoring Ovi, so get into the game early.
I will be. I'll see you there, right?
No, I have to work, dude.
Mm. Oh. I'm all ears.
I have all ears gets taped Wednesday nights, Nate Dogg.
I know. I'm a P1.
I appreciate it, dude. What is so does Mike cook? Who does the cooking?
We will be going to my sister-in-law's parents' house. I'll do some cooking when I get there on tomorrow.
What are you cooking?
Nothing.
I make stuffing. I make two different stuffings. I can send you the recipe. I make the stuffing from scratch.
You know that it's
sausage,
stale bread?
One without, well, I toast it, of course. Yeah, I have a great recipe.
You make from scratch stuffing?
Every year.
What does your sister-in-law's parents think of you, Nate Dogg?
They love me. I am a delight.
Nate, I would love to talk. I'd love to be the fly on the wall.
Yeah, we got to get really them on the radio.
What's no, I'm great. I'm great, like,
Nate, who?
Did they call you? They call you Eric?
They call me Eric. Yeah, they're Eric, they don't call me my internet name.
What does your first plate of Thanksgiving look like?
So I'm a big Thanksgiving guy. There's nothing I don't eat at Thanksgiving. I pile it all on. You know, you go turkey, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, sweet potato casserole, stuffing, cranberry sauce, cover it all with gravy, make a couple sandwiches with a couple rolls, eat some of it stacked on a fork, and then go back for seconds. I probably do my highest calorie day Thanksgiving without a doubt. I eat nonstop for, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
All right. Our AAA B. Mitchell Finley poll question of the day. What's the best part of Thanksgiving? Food, family, or football?
It's the food. You have football and family every other day also, but Thanksgiving food in that setting.
Now hold on. You're a hermit that lives in New York City.
Yeah,
and
you don't see your family ever, fool. What are you talking about?
A lot by design here, guys. Like, a lot by design. but the feeling,
the design is that they don't want you to come home.
Well,
that was mean.
Nah, that's what therapy's for. But, you know, I love Thanksgiving. I love the environment. I love the feel. You know, like on bachelor parties, you can just drink more because your body and your brain knows it's a bachelor party, so it gets into another gear. I feel the same way about Thanksgiving and eating. Your body and brain just know this is it. This is the Super Bowl. And you just go in and you eat and you eat and you eat and you eat. I love it.
It's go time on Thanksgiving. Well, dude, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. I hope you enjoy the Caps game. I would like to see them get two in a row. Good win last night. Maybe you bring them another win tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, everything I've said about this team has been accurate. It's a great team. You know, they're on a roll right now, won 4 out of 5. And just going to keep it rolling straight into the playoffs in, you know, May. So,
If you see Joe B, tell him the Caps are undefeated in games in which he comes on the radio with us during the day.
I love Joe B. He's my favorite human I've ever met.
Joe B's the best. Thank you, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, Nate.
See you guys.
All right. See you, man. That's our boy Barstool Nate joining us via the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Going to talk a little football next. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey. Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This Thanksgiving, FanDuel is introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. It's called Pass the Leg. Here's how it works. You can start a bill, add your pick, then pass it to your friends so they can add theirs. When everyone's done, you each lock in the group parlay with your own funds. Because football is better when it's played and bet together. And to make it even better, everyone gets a 50% profit boost to use on their bill. Listen, I got a new one for you here. I'll take Jahmyr Gibbs and King Henry to rush for over 80 yards, and then I'm going to pass it on. See what you got, JP. So grab your crew, start your bill, and get in on the action this Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to get started. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to everybody on the YouTube stream, on the 106.7 The Fan page. Or if you're just listening to us as you drive around, maybe you're driving to your in-laws in Ohio and you're listening to us on the Odyssey app or the iHeart app. Appreciate you. If you listen to us a little later in the day on the podcast, appreciate you too.
Yeah.
If you're watching on Monumental Sports Network, appreciate that too.
Yeah, definitely.
Got me combing my hair. Joey.
Combing mine this morning too.
It looks great. Joey Savitt, our producer on Monumental Sports Network, wants to know if he's invited to the B. Mitch Christmas turkey cook-off, and he says he makes a mean mac and cheese and also jalapeno cheddar cornbread muffins.
Do you believe Joey can cook anything?
I bet, knowing Joey, who's a fairly quirky dude, there's a couple things he cooks real well. Not like a broad selection.
I believe he can cook like a ham and cheese sandwich. Not really cooking.
If he's saying he can make those things,
I bet Joey said he can run. He can run a 40 and 4.2 also.
Joey said that.
Yes,
I'll take the over.
Yeah, so I don't believe nothing Joey says.
All right, got this. The great Joe Ferreira, we used to work with at Comcast. He used to work in the NFL league office. This time of year, he starts putting out playoff scenarios, both for how teams could clinch and for how teams could be eliminated. I don't think this is going to happen because it requires such a weird set of circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But Washington could be eliminated this weekend with a loss against Denver and a tie in Eagles-Bears and a Packers win and a Seahawks win.
Mm.
So it is possible.
That tie thing ain't going to happen.
I doubt it, right? But yeah. We are getting closer and closer to a scenario where Washington could be eliminated, which is just like, that will be, even though it won't be a surprise when it comes, that's going to sting a little bit.
Mm, yeah. Well, I mean, we already see it coming, Jay.
Right.
I mean, why would that sting? You know it's coming.
The only team that's eliminated, it's like when you go to the doctor and get a shot, you know you're going to feel that prick, but it still hurts when it happens.
It's different, though. They're sticking you. That's going to hurt. But the team is sitting at 3-8, bro. Unless something magnificent happened, they ain't making the playoffs. So you got to prepare yourself for that.
Dude, even the crazy part is like, even if they won out, they're probably still not making it. Seattle missed out last year with 10 wins, you know?
Yeah.
Now, I have told Jeff I would buy him a steak dinner if they went out. That's a real thing. I'm going to the Palm tonight, Jeff. I'll get a scouting report on the menu.
Hey, Jeff, that's not a rain dance you did this weekend to make sure it rains. So
I didn't do
ride
no
the
rain
bike.
Dance. No running for me,
brother. Do the dance, man. You could do some type of dance, Indian dance. You can get the team to go all the way. Then you get a real steak from JP.
Now.
And don't let him try to talk you into, he's going to cook the steak.
I will take him to the Palm or a steak dinner of your choosing.
Mastro's.
I love Mastro's.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Porterhouse, JP. I mean, that Tomahawk, Jeff.
I told you I'm going to the Palm tonight. I already checked out the menu. They have a 7-ounce B. It's Wagyu.
That's what hit you in the head.
Honestly, I thought this was pretty fair. The 7-ounce Wagyu filet, according to the menu on the internet, which could be different when you get there. How much do you think a 7-ounce Wagyu filet is?
7 ounce, over 100.
I thought this was very reasonable. $72.
Make sure that's real Wagyu.
It's the Palm. It's not going to,
Hey, Jay, it's different levels of Wagyu.
I mean, maybe it's
places.
American instead of Japanese or whatever, but
that could be a problem.
I wouldn't call it a problem.
When Ahmed ordered it that night when we were at, what was the last place we were together with Ahmed?
Papa's in Dallas.
And I damn sure know that that was well over $30 an ounce.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm looking. It's American Wagyu filet, $79 for 7 ounces. It's got my attention. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying when they just throw Wagyu on stuff some of these days, just be a regular old cow.
Not at the Palm. Our guy Wherever. Drew has been on the line for a while, so I'm going to let Drew. Drew, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good,
Happy
good.
Thanksgiving.
You too, man.
So, you know, I wanted to answer your Thanksgiving question and the plate. You know, I'm already down in Florida, so I can claim family first, but Thursday is going to be all about the food. And I tend to start off pretty healthy, kind of helps me manage my eating during the day.
Just take
so
a gummy
I'll go
or
for
something?
Vegetables up front, grilled vegetables and a sweet potato and some stuffing with sausage. And we make a haricot vert with crispy shallots on it for green beans. That's really good. And then, you know, of course, it wouldn't be complete without a plump breast and juicy thigh.
Whoa.
So
you talking about turkey? Sound like you talking something else, Drew. What the hell?
It's a family show, guys.
Man, I mean, you took it to another thing, man.
Hey, Drew, you
are saying.
Drew, you are always very positive about this football team. Give me the path to a win Sunday night and running the table.
Oh, you know, I hate to say it, JP. Remember, a couple weeks ago, I was hoping we could do that. We get 7 and kind of repeat the RG3 year. But I don't feel that they can. I don't think they have enough guys to win the games. And even if they win the table, we're not making the playoffs. So I kind of feel like they should be planning for next year. You know, I sent Landfill a question. What do you want more, the knock Dallas out of Christmas or just go to sleep till next season? And I'm kind of thinking I might take a long nap after Thanksgiving. Hopefully I can wake up and they have a team again and we're in preseason practice for next year, because I just feel like the rest of this year is going to be cold and rainy. And, you know, the only thing we got to look forward to is the playoff, is the tailgates. But the tailgates will rock. So I'm not going to be sleeping because I'll be doing those.
All right, man.
All right, man.
We appreciate you, Drew.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving, Drew. So, B, let's be real for a second. The path to beating the Broncos Sunday night is what?
Run the football. Don't turn the ball over.
Simple game.
Yep.
The Broncos don't kill you offensively. They're 16th in points scored, 14th in yards gained. About middle of the pack, really, offensively. They don't do anything great. They run the ball pretty well. They don't throw the ball all that well. Bo Nix has been protecting the football. He's got 8 picks so far on the year, mm-hmm. I believe. That defense, though, is a beast. They're third in points allowed, third in yards allowed. They've given up the 4th fewest first downs in the NFL. They are the best defense at generating interceptions. They have the most interceptions in the NFL. From a rushing standpoint, they've only given up the 3rd most rush yards in the NFL. They only give up 3.6 yards per carry. Mm. They're playing serious defense. They are the top defense in the NFL on 3rd down at forcing punts. They are the best red zone defense in the NFL. They're only giving up touchdowns on 35% of opponents' red zone opportunities.
So you got to run the ball on them.
Nix has been, you got to, but if you can't, we'll see. One thing Nix has been really good at, he's best in the NFL at avoiding sacks. He's pretty good with his legs. I think we all kind of know that. And they've been really good late in games, 4th quarters. Bo Nix has 5 game-winning drives on the season, 5 comebacks led by the quarterback. I mean, some of those stats, you can argue how dependable they are. Not wildly accurate. He's only completing about 61% of his passes, 18 touchdowns against 8 picks. Like, the offensive production is not that high, but they do have this kid, Troy Franklin, that plays receiver for them. It's kind of their second receiver. Franklin can play, man. That's a dude I would keep an eye on. Obviously, Courtland Sutton is kind of their big play receiver. but Franklin can really hurt you. And then defensively, they got horses. Benito comes into this game with 9.5 sacks. They generate a ton of pressure. John Cooper, Zach Allen, they kind of come at you from a million different spots. I think odds are it's going to be Mariota. I think you need Terry on the field to open up this offense a little bit. I think you need Marcus to be probably the best he's been this year. But I don't look at this the way I did Detroit and Seattle and even Dallas and Kansas City when they were really in that gauntlet. And I recognize Denver's really good. Their record is really good. They're 9-2. They'd be the one seed, I think, in the AFC. Maybe New England would be, rather. But I don't look at this as like this unwinnable game. I think it's going to be this is not an explosive offense coming to town that can shred Washington's defense, but you got to play clean football.
Yeah.
Because Denver's going to, they're going to play clean.
You can't help them. I mean, the only thing I look at is don't help the other team. And what I mean by that is don't have these all dumbass penalties. Don't turn the ball over. You know, you get up there and you just jump offside, false start. That's
false
dumbass penalty
to me.
So, you know, I just think that we haven't gotten close to a clean game.
Penalties of aggression coaches can live with.
Yeah.
Procedural stuff, problematic.
Yeah.
Nobody go anywhere. It is Beamish and Finley. Hey, it's JP Finley. You've heard me talking about my friends over at Better Services a ton. Better Services has helped my house tremendously, man. They got us all new appliances. They really had to go to a ton of effort to find the exact oven my wife wanted. And you know what? They found it. They installed it. They hauled the old one away. It's this KitchenAid two oven, top, bottom, I don't know, self-cleaning. It basically cooks for you. I don't know what this thing does, but damn, my wife was excited. That's the kind of service you get from Better Services. Whatever it is you're looking for, new appliances, or you just need your appliances, maybe get a tune-up, a little repair, call Better Services. You need some handyman work done around the house, call Better Services. Maybe you're thinking about a bathroom reno or a kitchen reno, call Better Services. You can go check out their showroom in Kensington where they've got all the brands, and they'll get you next day or maybe even same day delivery. It's a family-owned company serving the DMV a long time. Check them out, betterservices.com. That's BETTAR services.com. You better get better.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports Talk on Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Dude, I was watching Paramount Plus in Spain.
You
I watched
were?
The end of Chiefs Broncos in Madrid.
That was late, dog.
Yeah, I was still up. I had to work till probably 10, and then we got late dinner. And then by the time I got back to the room, that game was like kind of wrapping up.
Yeah.
You
and Tanner trying to watch the game the same type of way.
What's that?
Y'all both walked in and like, oh, the game is on.
Yeah.
but people ask, like, yeah, I watched the game. Yeah, you watched the game. You probably walked in on it.
The wildest one was after the Chiefs Monday night game, when I got back to my hotel late as hell and the World Series was still on.
Oh, yeah.
That was nuts.
I watched that whole thing.
That was nuts.
Yeah.
All right, a lot for us to get ready for tomorrow. We'll hear from Dan Quinn tomorrow. The way it works is the Commanders don't have the locker room open on Thursday because of Thanksgiving. Want to let the players get out of it after practice and just get on the road and, mm-hmm. and enjoy family time. So we should hear from just about anybody that's going to talk. I think we'll hear from tomorrow. Very curious, excited to hear from Terry McLaurin. We haven't heard from him in quite some time. Jaden spoke today at Harvest Fest. My guess is Marcus Mariota will be at the podium tomorrow to mm-hmm. talk as presumably the starting quarterback. But B, I was thinking about this. When we go tomorrow, I won't have been at Commanders Park in 3 weeks.
Same amount of time, bro.
Right. We won't have been there since November 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was because there was a week in Spain, then the bye week. I can't think of a time in the last 10 years, and I've been doing this a little longer than that, since we're in season where I haven't been to the park in 3 weeks. And it's kind of just a scheduling quirk, but it's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Because even when they did the London game, they practiced in Ashburn on Wednesday of that week and then flew over either Thursday or Friday night.
Yeah.
So, you know, if anything, if they've painted or anything, we'll let y'all know. What we got to get to, though, are time to make some bets, boys.
Well, I know Landfill and JP lost and Jeff won.
Okay, well, what happened to B. Mitch?
Yeah, B. Mitch, what did you do yesterday?
I did a parlay. Basketball.
He had two hoops games.
And where were they?
I'll tell you right now.
Damn, so I get a weekly. Don't remember.
No, it wasn't the Grizzlies.
He don't remember. It don't count.
Jeff says it doesn't count.
Oh, no. Warriors.
Okay, I remember you saying the Warriors.
I had the Warriors and I had the Pistons.
You did. Did they cover them?
Yes, they did.
So I'm 1-0.
B's 2-0. I'm 0-1. And Landfill's 0-2.
What? And give me the Hawks.
What were the high-pitched voices there? What?
-10.5.
Sound like a dog was barking
Rooster
or something.
Walked by and saw a pie. What are you taking, Jeff?
I'm taking the Hawks -10.5.
Hawks -10.5 for Jeffrey.
Yes.
A lot of good college hoops tonight.
They play us tonight.
Ooh. You betting against the Wiz?
Dog. I bet it for them to cover the 16 last week, and they lost by 19. I mean, yeah, they covered by 9, actually. But this
Wiz are getting 10.5 at home.
System, nah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jim.
Go for it, Jeff. Change, man.
Nah,
I can change, and he can change.
And I got Michigan State. That game almost done. I'm just messing with y'all.
All right. Why, Brian, what do you
they
like?
They're up 44-23.
I'm taking Kansas -5.5, USC -6.5, and Houston -3.5.
Bro, all you need is two games.
You trying a three-legger?
We don't give three-legs. We get just two.
I got some.
Ain't no bar stools around here.
I got some picks to make up.
Nah, don't worry. You already got 0-1 because you wasn't here. You know how that works, huh?
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Yeah, good.
Give
me Michigan over Oregon tonight, -3.5. I mean Auburn. Yeah, I'm going with that.
I like that.
Michigan, and then my other one, I'm going to go with. Give me Iowa State.
All right, B, UMass, the Minutemen, Jeff's nickname. They are 14-point home underdogs.
All right.
They're 0-11 on the season. Tonight they host Bowling Green. Give me the Minutemen +14.
All right.
What'd you take, Landy?
Panathinaikos -9.5.
Darts? Thank you to everybody listening to the show today. Thank you to Sam Cosby. Thank you to Barstool Nate. Thank you to everybody that called in. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. I owe you some pumpkin pie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.